This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What is the deal with the Cowboys head coaching situation? If anything, Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. Yesterday, Saints owner Gail Benson was at a Mardi Gras event. And she was asked about Sean Payton because apparently he's been in Cabo for weeks. He's gone dark. He is not answering anybody's phone calls. And Gail Benson was asked, what's up with your head coach?
No, Sean, we don't know. You know, who knows? We'll find out soon enough, I guess. I don't think any of us know, but he'll let us know soon enough.
Oh, we'll find out soon enough.
Man, she sounds like a pleasant individual to work
she
for.
She does. I mean, she sounds like she's always happy.
And how many beads did she get?
Beads?
You said she was at a Mardi Gras event, right? Did she earn them?
Simmer down.
Okay. As long as she doesn't eat that overrated king cake.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Awful.
I agree.
Awful.
Big time. Yeah, she sounds like she's like always the life of the party. Doesn't matter what she's doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Positive spin on everything.
I have no idea. Never know with Sean. And then Jay Glazer, maybe the best NFL insider in the business, hopped on the G-Bag Nation, and they asked him about the buzz.
Man, Sean changes his mind like every 2 seconds. We talk a lot about it. We've talked a lot. That's why I haven't reported anything, because he changes his mind every like two minutes. But that's also why I said on Fox NFL Sunday, I think it was 2 weeks ago during the coaching carousel, I said, hey, there could be a coach or two step away just because of, man, these last 2 years with COVID, it's just taken its toll on people. And I was actually talking about him. But I said could, because he has changed his mind a lot. And, you know, I think he just keeps going back and forth. But, look at this year. I mean, that team, man, they had, I don't know how many guys they had on IR, but I think at one point he played in the game with like 10 defensive starters out and 4 offensive starters out and his quarterback out. And, but he just keeps going back and forth. I know he's been in Cabo the last couple of weeks. He just got back. So he's supposed to go meet with Mrs. Benson again here coming up in the early part of this week.
So he was back in the building yesterday, according to reporters. So Sean Payton went back into the building. We don't know what that means, but Glazer says this guy changes his mind every 5 minutes. So he hasn't reported anything about him. Great question from Dawson. Please clear up and clarify his contract situation.
Yeah.
Does he have years left? Can he get out of it? Would someone have to trade for him? What's up with Sean Payton's deal?
Well, someone has to trade for him. You know, and that you don't know what the fans are going to ask for. But I don't know. I think if anything, Sean would just, I don't know, like I said, I only like to report things when I know for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And he may change his mind 5 times per conversation. So it just keeps going on and on and on. And I mean,
he's like the Brett Favre of coaching.
but it's like per the 5 minutes.
Okay.
So it literally is. That's why I reported nothing, because it just goes on. And then the other day, he's just like, I don't know, maybe I missed Benson said something. I just go back. Okay, well, so we're back where we started. So I just, But like, listen, I write my book that I got ADD, I got LMNOP, I got everything. Sean times it by 1,000.
Wow. So sounds pretty indecisive with his mind changing.
Very indecisive.
So a guy that did radio in Houston, diehard LSU fan, tweeted me about Payton, saying maybe he can lead you guys to some horrific gut punch losses in the playoffs. That's been my life since 2010. And I said, well, you don't think he's a great, do you think he's a great coach? And he said, I think he's very good. I think his arrogance sinks him at times. Perhaps that's all coaches. I still have the visual of him taunting the Viking fans, then almost instantly getting beaten by Case Keenum. I also don't like the way he's going out, if in fact he's going out. You lose Drew Brees, then decide life in the NFL is hard. So that's
what that's any coach. Like, that's why I've felt, you know, if I'm taking a job this offseason, I know everybody says, you know, the Denver job is like, you know, it's got the best roster. And it might, it does. It probably does, right? But, I mean, do you really want to go up against Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert every year? Like, coaching, half of coaching is about finding the best chance to win.
Yeah.
No, I want the Jacksonville job where I can, you know, maybe have an elite quarterback. I mean, you don't know. Like, he could be, could turn into one. He's at the highest upside of any of them. And then I also have to face Carson Wentz and Ryan Tannehill and an unknown. Okay, I'll sign up for that.
Now, we know that Glazer played a major role in talking to the Joneses about getting McCarthy hired. They were buddies from Jay's gym program. Mm. We see Glazer upstairs with the Joneses at training camp in Oxnard. But he got in one of their ears and was talking about Mike McCarthy. So here's Glazer on McCarthy status.
Well, I'm not going to speculate because they haven't made it. So as far as I know, they're still, you know, Mike's a coach. And I do know Mike talks to him a lot. And I know it was a disappointing year for the Cowboys. Totally get that. But they also, I mean, from what they were a year ago to what they are now, they've built up a lot. So, I just think Cowboys are a different place. You know, like every player in there is like, you know, the backup guard gets more attention than like the center fielder for the Yankees. You know, and that's what I would say. Like, that's why a guy like Troy Aikman is the biggest gangster of all time, because, and that's why Dak is not appreciated enough, because that position has, it's like the center fielder for the Yankees, the shortstop for the Red Sox, the guard for the Celtics, and the center for the Lakers, all wrapped up in one. And man, there's just so much that goes into that. Same, there's so much more that goes into coaching the Cowboys. They're the most profitable, you know, organization of any sports franchise on the face of the earth. There's just a lot more than just going in and coaching.
And the guy who is allowed, for anyone on the fan text saying, come on, stop with this. Sean Payton rumors every year McCarthy isn't going anywhere. Don't blame us. Blame Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has allowed and caused these conversations to happen. And part of me thinks it's by design.
Oh, yeah.
That instead of focusing on the Final Four and the two games, right, it's kind of A-Rod-esque. Didn't A-Rod announce something at some point in time when baseball didn't want him to? Like,
oh, yeah, he announced he was opting out of his contract during the World Series in 2007.
Yeah.
It was like right before game 3 or 4. And you're not supposed to do that.
Right.
Like, you don't, like, the rule is no news during the World Series.
Like, they didn't want any major coaching hires announced on Saturday or Sunday of division around weekend. But after that, hey, you still got Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
Talk about the Cowboys. I didn't say Mike McCarthy was definitely coming back. I dodged the question. I completely dodged it. And then you have the Sean Payton situation where everyone knows that there's that they're besties. And then here we are. And then final question to Jay Glazer yesterday from G-Bag. Where would he rank Sean Payton in terms of best coaches in the league?
He's top three, right? Well, if you look at it just on success, obviously Belichick, what he's done. Sean Payton and Mike Tomlin have both gotten to 150 wins.
Right.
That's ridiculous. And Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. And yet they still were asking for, you know, for him to get fired a couple times over the last few years. Like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, there's a couple that are upper echelon, upper echelon. Those are the three of the guys that are in it, you know. But there's a lot. I think there's a huge drop-off, too. You kind of get halfway down, and then there's a big drop-off, and that's why you see so much turnover every year. That's why you see the Giants go through three coaches, you know, 2 years each. There's just a big drop-off. And Mike McCarthy's in the top part, not the bottom part.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.